Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring Bonte Hill.
This baby Yama. All day, every day.
Oh, this is
Kate Scott.
She probably likes the tuna sandwiches from 7-Eleven.
And Joe Shesky.
I know I'm mediocre, but I'm going to give you the best effort I possibly can.
This is the Morning Roast, presented by Timeless Coffee on 95.7 The Game.
What's up, roasters? Did anybody have no idea what to do with themselves last night? Because the Warriors didn't play. The Giants didn't play. The A's were back east, so stuff was over early. And I mean, you could watch Lakers-Houston. I mean, I know there was lots of sports on, but Joe, was I the only one thinking, what do we do? Thankfully, the Quakes were there. I should know this. I think the Sharks were there too. Sorry, Sharks fans. But it was the strangest night, because I feel like for the past 2, 3, 4 weeks, we've been double, triple dipping depending on the night. And it's just been, make sure you have the tablet charged, to make sure you got the phone, make sure you have everything charged come dinner time, or else you're screwed and your spouse is going to be pissed at you. Or maybe that's just been my household yelling, screaming, trying to get games going on different televisions. But anyway, happy Thursday, you guys. Good morning. NFL schedule released yesterday. We'll get into that all day long, and we will get into the Giants as they hit the road, get set to take on the Pirates, the Bucks, and the Cincinnati Reds over the next 8 games. And, of course, just a couple games to go in the NBA season, so a lot to chew on today. Good morning, Joe Shasky. You appear to be in an undisclosed location. I would say you are on assignment, like we often hear our Giants broadcasters say.
Yeah, you're talking about how nobody had anything to do last night. So my wife and I.
Joe Shasky. Do you hear Joe Shasky? Joe
Shasky. Yeah, you guys don't hear me?
We. I can hear Joe Shasky. Bonte is going over the air. I think he should be in queue. So if we could turn Bonte's microphone down until we get him queued up. And good morning. We're producing on air during the pandemic. Joe's in an undisclosed location. So just a little behind the scenes. Bonte always manages to get here.
Am I on air, Stephen?
He turns. You're on air. You're good, Joe. You're good. Don't worry about it. Bonte's working things out. So a little behind the scenes, which we're really excited. In a couple weeks, we're going to be going back in studio. Thankfully, I'm just so excited about that, because doing radio over Zoom, let's just say it's not the easiest thing. We know in comparison to the majority of jobs over the last year and a half, it is nothing. We are the candy shop of life. We know that. But doing a 3-person radio show in studio is one thing. Doing it over Zoom, that's a little bit difficult as well, Joe Shasky. But Bonte, He reminds me of a couple of people who I call games with as well. I know they're going to be on it as soon as the mics are cracked, but every day it's like 5:59:59. Is Bonte coming on the Zoom? 6:00:03 is, I don't know. And then, like, as soon as the open's over, boom, Bonte pops up on the Zoom. But he's kind of like a magician every morning. Are we good now, boys? Have I waited long enough?
Yeah, I'm good to go. I've got 9 observations. Not 6, not 7, not 5. I've got 9 observations for the 49ers. Yes, 1st and 9. Let's roll, okay? I've got 9 observations from looking at this schedule. I am super fired up. And like you said, okay, we didn't have sports last night. So my wife and I, we decided to throw the dogs in the car, and we came up to go see my aunt. And we drove up to Jackson, California, and I'm staring out the window right now at unbelievable terrain. Bonte, I have seen more wildlife on the way up here. I had more bugs splatter on my windshield last night than I have ever seen in my life. I forget how much of a city slicker I truly am when I drive 2.5 hours toward the Nevada border.
Man, you sound like you're in an echo chamber or something, man. You sound so dirty. It's like Shasky's it sounds like he's from the Space Cadet. Maybe
you sound good, Joe. You're good.
Okay,
you sound
good.
You sound fine in my headphones.
Right. It sounded a little, it didn't sound like the normal Joe Shasky, but that is unbelievable. I'm glad you got up there and drove and it got some wildlife. What did I do yesterday? Oh, I slept. I passed out multiple times during the day.
Jealous.
It felt good. Watched a little NBA basketball, watched the A's beat the Red Sox, very well pitched game, but it was weird. It was weird. No Giants, no Warriors, and just to lay out on the couch and watch a little baseball and then go to sleep early. I was cool with that, but the schedule did get released. I'm looking, I already got my wins and losses. I'm ready to go talking about the schedule, but then Giants, as you said, Kate, is on a road trip, so it should be a fun show after a very rocky start this morning. Very rocky start. So I'm like, man, what is going on?
That was a great question, Bonte. I was wondering the same thing. But, Joe, I saw you text us that last night. Hey, on my way up to Jackson, I've been to a lot of places, I think, in the state of California, whether it was playing soccer back in the day, whether it's did a lot of road tripping in college because this person I met in college lived in this small town, so hey, let's stop there on the way to, you know, the USC or UCLA football game. I've never been to Jackson, California. Yeah. Where is it?
So I had never heard of Jackson either. So you got to understand, my aunt and uncle there, they're as close to me as my parents are. Like, this is like my second mother. Everybody's got somebody that drove them around all the games and whatnot. And shout out Cheryl and Jim. They've been great to us forever. They sold their house during the pandemic, and they've always wanted to move to have a big piece of land. And basically, I took from my house, I took, like, I was going all the way out to Stockton and then turned up 99 and then you hit 88 and you go. So you're like 45 minutes south of Sacramento. If you were to just take a straight line down from Sacramento, that's where they're at. And I'm telling you, Kate, you want to talk about where your money can stretch far. They've got a pool. They've got property. They've got like a vineyard. I mean, this house, my entire house fits in the kitchen of this place. If you want to talk about where your money can get you, Bonte, I am now contemplating a future where I sell all of my property and I move to the middle of nowhere. And then I think to myself, how the hell would I deal with myself all alone on a giant property? I'd probably lose my mind or my wife would kill me.
Yeah, I'm out on that. I look, all respect to your auntie and uncles and Jackson,
the killing
California,
Joe Shasky, or what part are you out on, Bonte?
Yeah, I'm out on being in the middle of nowhere with a big house. I mean, I got to drive 15 minutes to a liquor store. You're telling me I got to drive 20 minutes to a grocery store? No, I'm not doing all that, man.
You got to plan ahead. I hear what you're saying, Joe, because anytime Nicole and I are lucky enough to get away for a couple of days, go up to Tahoe or something, at least once a little trip, whether it's just a couple of days or if we're lucky enough to be up there for a week or something, we always look at each other and say, man, this would be a pretty nice way to live. We couldn't do it now, obviously, because of
for
what
sure.
I do, and she works in the city, so couldn't do it now. But I love what your aunt and uncle are thinking. I know a lot of people who've done that in the last few years, either moving way up north, like north of wine country, or obviously moving to other states to try to find a piece of land. And it sounds great, although, Bonte, I hear you. If your girl doesn't have her whiskey or wine, you got to plan ahead.
I hear you guys all planning ahead, but I need action. All right, I need sirens. I need bums. I need crackheads. I need a couple gunshots here and there in the middle of the night to
honey,
make sure
the crackheads.
I feel normal. I need the crackheads yelling in the middle of the night. Give me my beer. Yep, that feels normal to me, man. The middle of nowhere country boy. I am good. Even when I retire, man, I just want to be that nosy old guy in the middle of the city seeing what's happening with the youngsters. Jackson, California. Hey, I'm proud of them. Not a property. I've been up there to Rockland where these houses are fat with big old decks.
Huge.
But, dude, I've watched too many murder movies, too many crime movies.
That's
where
true.
A lot of bad things happen in those type of towns. I'm good.
Yeah, well, Let's just put it this way. I'm going to go see my sister, and I haven't seen my sister and the kids in so long. It's my niece's 6th birthday this weekend, so I'm really looking forward to spending some time with them. And so I figured, you know, before we go back into the studio, I might as well take advantage of this. And you never realize how much crap you got till you pile everybody in the car. Ooh. And I'm like, babe, why don't we have – I bought all these bags and all these things to travel, and yet you want to use these horrific bags that have, like, handles and everything leaks out of them when you stick them into the car. Do you ever notice that when you go packing and you head on a trip? Like, we got way too much stuff.
Joe, I learned long ago. Nicole and I have been together almost 16 years now. We are getting up there. We are getting old. We met just a couple months after I graduated from college. I know, seriously. We're looking at each other like, you got more gray hair, girl. Yeah, so do you. Anyway, this was a fight I had for like 5 or 6 years, Bonte. You're overpacking. Why? We're going overnight to your mom's house in Sonoma, and she would bring like the suitcase that would need to be checked if we were at the airport, Bonte. Did that for 5 or 6 years, and then all of you who've been with your person for a long time, you know, the longer you're together, you just got to pick your battles, and you think to yourself, okay, is it more important that I win this battle or the packing battle, Bonte? Because we have space for it in the car.
So true.
But you know your girl is going to be taking it up to the house and down the stairs and then helping her decide which outfits, you know, because you need 6 outfits for one dinner just in case. You don't know what the other people are going to be wearing. You don't know what the weather's going to be like. So you can tell I still like to have a little fun with it. But I gave that up long ago and know exactly what you're talking about, Josh.
The packing battle is a battle that I just don't win. I just, you know, and it just tells me, like, look, that's all you need. That's all you need right there. You just need a couple pair of shirts. Why are you bringing all those shirts? And then I look at her back, and she's, like, jumping onto it, trying to stuff everything in there. And I'm like, why do you have 5 dresses? Well, I'm not sure which one I want for dinner, so I'm just going to bring all of them.
Oh, my wife does that all the time.
Come on. It's just, yeah, you're right. You're right, Kate. It's just a battle that I don't win.
And
I stopped fighting a long time ago.
Okay, so I told you guys I have 9 different observations that I find to be very fascinating from the San Francisco 49ers schedule release. Number 9 on the other side. What a tease, huh?
Look at that tease.
Little nuggy nug for you to, you know, just dangle a little carrot out in front of the donkey.
Did Joe Shasky just call me a donkey? I'll take it because I'm intrigued and I'm excited. No, I'm kidding. I'm just giving you a hard time. 49ers schedule came out. Raiders schedule came out yesterday. NFL schedule came out yesterday. So we're going to be unpacking it all morning long. Alex Boone going to join us because we thought it'd be fun to get a player's perspective. Like, are players as into it as we are as fans? Are they really circling things on their calendar? Do players even have big calendars they can write on anymore? So we'll get into all of that. And number 1 on Joe Shasky's list of 9 things that he's intrigued and excited about for the schedule. Coming up on the other side, it's the Morning Roast right here on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to the Morning Roast, presented by Timeless Coffee.
The San Francisco 49ers select Trey.
Yes! Yes! Let's go! Let's go! Come on, Trey! Let's go! Let's go! Woo! Woo!
With Kate, Bonte, and Shasky.
That was our Joe Shasky on draft night. His live video of his face. And Joe, now the schedule is out. Did we have a TikTok? Did we have a live video last night from Jacksonville, California?
No, there was enough people freaking out on my timeline over Trey Lance wearing an L.A. Dodger black hat. I didn't think it was even a Dodger hat. I thought it was just an L.A. black hat. It reminded me very much of the Ice Cube one that he would wear back in the late 80s and early 90s that was, you know, so popular. And I'm not even sure if it was it slate or black? I couldn't even tell, B. What was it?
It was like
a charcoal?
Was it brown? Brownish or something. Yeah, I didn't know.
Needs to take a timeout. Like, I mean, honestly, like, can we all just take a deep breath? Okay, the kid's 21 years old or whatever it is. Like, wow. Niner fans, this just goes to show you, you're the quarterback. It's just ramp it up. I mean, you want to talk about steroid expectations. I mean, they're expecting this guy to come out day one in a Giants hat and a Willie Mays jersey. And, you know, the other thing is he's talking about how he's going to be the biggest Santa Clara women's soccer fan. I love the whole video. I don't know if you saw it, but it was quite interesting.
I mean, today's the day, right? The College Cup, as they call the Final Four when it comes to men's and women's college soccer. And for the first time in a super long time, Jerry Smith and the Santa Clara Broncos are in the Final Four. I'm actually having flashbacks to when I was a little girl, when it was Santa Clara North Carolina. Ooh. And that's who's playing this afternoon. And on North Carolina, as all you soccer fans know, and then we'll get to the NFL schedule, but Mia Hamm, I mean, so many of the superstars of the 99ers play, right? Anson Dorrance, like UNC was the crew. But then Jerry Smith and Santa Clara, Julie Ertz. There's so many good players to come out of Santa Clara. Yeah. And Brandi Chastain back in the day. And I remember when I was a little girl, North Carolina felt like it was on Mars to me. So I wanted to go to Stanford to play basketball for Tara, and I also wanted to go to Santa Clara to play soccer for Jerry Smith, because there was very little women's sports on television when I, because again, I'm old. I was born in the 80s, and so we would only get like the championship games or Stanford, Tennessee or Stanford, UConn. So those were the schools that I wanted to go to. Thankfully, I righted the ship as I was older and went to camp.
Bonte, what's great about this? What's great about this is that now she can fulfill her lifelong dream when the Utah Jazz get knocked off by the Golden State Warriors in that 1-8 seed, and she can start donning some of that Cardinal apparel.
There we go. There we go. I will have you all know, and in case you missed it the other day, Bonte and I started the beginnings of a little bet. We got a little ahead of ourselves. We passed the play-in tournament, and we're like, okay, well, when the Jazz and the Warriors face off in the first round, Bonte took the Warriors, understandably. Does pre and post. I get it. Huge fan. I'm a huge fan as well. I hope Bonte wins this bet. I at the time, and we'll continue this conversation a little bit, didn't believe that the Warriors would be able to beat the Jazz. So Bonte said, if I lose the bet, I got to wear Stanford gear for a little while. If Bonte loses, he's going to shave his face. I feel like he got the short end of the stick. But Bonte and Joe, I'll have you know, and Roasters, I may have reached out to a couple of Stanford friends to say, hey, y'all, you might need to hook your girl up with a little something, something.
You know what?
I'm planning ahead, Bonte, planning ahead.
You know what? I'm not going to let you get out that easy. Uh-oh. I'm not going to let you get out that easy. You borrow some clothes and risk you breaking out with some acne or whatnot from wearing somebody's, I'm sure your friend's shower or whatnot. But I was looking at Amazon yesterday.
Thankfully, mine
I was looking at Amazon.com yesterday. I got the little Amazon app, Prime. Yes, I'm an Amazon Prime user. I get sick of their boxes. There's no doubt about that. Breaking it down.
Is there anyone there who's not these days?
Yeah,
that's the question. It's not if you are. I feel like we've crossed that threshold. But anyway, keep talking.
It's if you're not. But I was looking at some Stanford gear, and I think I need to buy the Stanford gear because I need to figure out what I want you in.
Okay.
You know, I need to see what you.
I'm good with that.
I need to see what I want you in. And you know what? It's going to happen because Utah looks a little shaky. Phoenix. I don't know about Phoenix in the fourth quarter in the playoff game. Don't know.
Anyway, we'll get to that. But NFL schedule release yesterday, Joe Shasky, you teased us before the break.
Well, look, you ever heard the old bull and the young bull parable? You know, they're at the top of the mountain and they're looking down, and the old bull tells the young bull, don't just run on down there. We're going to take our time and go one by one. So I don't want to go crazy on schedule takes because I'm sure Bonte's got tons of them. I want to start here with my number 9 observation. And Bonte, believe me, there is a LA Rams hat thing coming on this list because you still owe me. We're talking about bets. You owe me wearing that tie-dye LA Rams hat.
No, I did wear the hat. I did wear the hat, buddy. I wore the hat. I wore the jersey and the hat. I wore the jersey twice, wore the hat once.
I can confirm.
Is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
All right. I was hoping I could squeeze one more appearance.
That's okay. Pivot. Don't panic. Yeah. Pivot. Don't panic.
All right. Number one. My number nine observation. And this is going to sound super mundane. 17 weeks. 17 weeks on a schedule. There was some synergy to the 16-game schedule that I appreciated. I'm a weirdo. I like balance in my life. I like things that just fit perfectly. Every spot, every like shirt, sock, whatever has to have a very specific location for me. So when I look at the NFL schedule, I need specific slots. In this 17th game, the Niners lucked out. They get an extra game against Cincinnati. Now, we don't know what Cincinnati's going to look like. We don't know if Joe Burrow's going to be healthy. Zach Taylor might be fighting for his job at this point. We know Cincinnati's ownership is cheap as hell. But the 17th game, for them to be thrown a road game against the Cincinnati Bengals, stinks that it's an East Coast game. But, I mean, if we're being real, the Niners kind of lucked out here. It could have been any team in the league, essentially. I'm not sure what the rhyme or reason was behind these decisions. But 17-week schedule, just on your initial impressions, guys, it is a little like, wow, I'm so accustomed to 16. Did anybody else kind of look at the schedule a little side-eyed like me?
Well, as you guys saw the text thread, I already brought out the schedule for me and predicted the schedule. And it was weird not writing something like 10-6 or 11-5.
Wasn't it?
Or you know, you have to, if you think the Niners are going to win 12 games, they're going to be 12-5 instead of 12-4. They go, you know, usually it's 13-3, not 13-4, or 14-2 and not 14-3. So, yeah, it's a little, we're thrown off by it. And just a random game against the AFC North, against the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, I'm going to look up why they played the Bengals. They tweeted this out a while ago, or they brought out, somebody had some information on this, on why the Niners were playing the Bengals, per se.
Yeah, what was it?
Yeah, it's just really, really weird now.
Chris Collinsworth asked if they could do that. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
shout out to you old heads. You know what I'm talking about.
That's a good one right there. But no, my number one takeaway is always look to see how many primetime games and how many 10 a.m.
Sure.
games.
I've got that.
Five 10 a.m. games this year for the Niners. Five 10 a.m. games.
Are you guys a fan of the 10 a.m. games?
I don't mind it.
Well, since we're here, let's get into this because I think this is actually really interesting. This is another one of my observations. Okay, 5-10 a.m. starts. Obviously, week one and week two. So you start the season out, Detroit and Philly. The 49ers, when they've had back-to-back East Coast trips during the kind of Jed York era, have always decided to stay somewhere. Typically, it's Youngstown, Ohio.
Youngstown.
They want to have like a, you know, camp base somewhere. Remember, famously, there was the we're going to get ready for a snow game with Chip Kelly, and we're going to have our kicker in Florida pour a bottle of water over a football, and that is going to simulate icy conditions for the 49ers. It's Colin Kaepernick goes 3-for-13 with 4 interceptions in the first half against the Chicago Bears. What a dread. That might have been the low point in my 49er fandom.
Yeah.
Really bad. But then you've also got, obviously, the Week 8 matchup, which is a 10 a.m. start. As of right now, Justin Fields versus insert quarterback here, the Chicago Bears Niners. I love a Chicago Bears Niners matchup. Week 11, in Jacksonville, and that's after a short week because you play on Monday Night Football and then that week 14 against Cincinnati. 10 a.m., five of those? I mean, look, so just to give you some context, since 2000, West Coast teams have a 45% chance of winning a 10 a.m. start, and the 49ers specifically are 16-31. 34% win since 2000.
Okay, well, let's talk more about that on the other side. Let's get into all the primetime games that they have as well.
And the stats.
Number of Sunday Night Football and Monday Night Football games. They're back to the top. You know that means something. And the 49ers, like every team, put out a lot of social media posts yesterday, excited, hyping up the schedule. And one particular 49er might have been missing from the week one hype video. I will tell you who, and we will get into what that might mean. Is it oversight or is it on purpose? On the other side, the segment presented by Golden State, open 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, with some locations open on Saturday. Visit goldenstatelumber.com for more information. And speaking of Golden State, I know y'all are getting there. Parents, your kids, summer's coming. What the heck do we do with them? Warriors Basketball Academy, hosting a Warriors basketball camp this summer for youths ages 8 to 17. My nephews have gone to this the past couple of years, and they have loved it. Summer camp's going to safely operate under the Academy's return to play plan, which is in accordance with federal, state, and county health guidelines. Warriors Basketball Camp is going to feature 30 outdoor and indoor camp sessions at 15 different Bay Area locations that are going to run June through August. So there's something for everybody. The focus of the sessions is to teach youth individual skill development, the importance of fundamentals, and the development of a healthy team attitude. So you can register for all summer camps now at gswacademy.com. That's gswacademy.com. Okay, let's get back into the NFL schedule, specifically the 49ers schedule, and who's missing from their week one hype video. On the other side, here on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to the Morning Roast, presented by Timeless Coffee.
Listen, we got an Imperial coming out. What you need to do is get your producer to send me an address so I can ship you guys some stuff. We'll get on it. I got Kevin's number. I'll get you guys straightened out.
With Kate, Vontae, and Shasky.
Kevin the producer?
Kevin? We were all so confused. Who's Kevin? Oh, Curly. John Curly. That's right. That was Saints play-by-play announcer Zach Streif back in last year's football season. At the end of our interview, we were talking some beer with him because he owns a brewery down in New Orleans, and he hooked us up with some great beer, but we were all just kind of staring at each other on the Zoom. Who's Kevin? Does he have some hookup at the station? We don't know, Bonte. So to be honest, maybe Kevin did get the beer, because I have yet to see any of that Streif brew for
any of that sort. But anyway.
I forgot all about it. But, you know, Shasky was talking about the 10 a.m. games as we get back into the 49ers schedule. And the numbers are staggering when it comes to West Coast teams playing 10 a.m. games. Raiders are awful.
You like
but
that?
I separate Harbaugh and Shanahan from all this because there's been some awful coaches. Nolan, Singletary, you know, Tom Sula, Chip Kelly. And as Shasky always says, there's nuance to everything. You think about Jim Harbaugh. And I was looking at this, you know, when his schedule came out. And everybody started with their 10 a.m. stats and percentages. Mm-hmm. And all the Niners have five 10 a.m. games, West Coast team, yada, yada, yada. Well, Jim Harbaugh did a great job during 10 a.m. games. His first season as head coach of the Niners, they were 5-0 in 10 a.m. games. 5-0. Overall, Jim Harbaugh in his four seasons as coach of the Niners, 9-3 in 10 a.m. games, including 1-0 in the playoffs when they beat the Panthers in that second round game when Kaepernick hit the Superman, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, at Cam Newton's house. So, now, Shanahan, go ahead, Shasky.
No, I want to hear Shanahan because there's only 16 total wins for the 49ers at 10 a.m. and 31 losses since 2000.
Right. So Shanahan is 7-8. 7-8 in 10 a.m. games. 2017, 2-13. 2018, 0-3. 2019, the magical 2019 season, they went 3-1 with the one loss coming in Baltimore. And in 2020, they were 2-1. In 10 a.m. games. So an overall record of 7-8 for Kyle Shanahan. And there's Bonte, 16 wins.
Bonte, zero wins for Mooch, Dennis Erickson, okay, and then I'm leading up all the names. Mike Nolan, Mike Singletary, Chip Kelly, and Tom Sula. That's almost impossible. Zero wins from those guys in 20 years. Mm. The only wins at 10 a.m. that they have are Jim Harbaugh and Kyle Shanahan. If that doesn't tell you coaching matters, I don't know what else to say.
I am looking forward, though. We're having Alex Boone on at 7:20 this morning to talk about the schedule release. And I'm glad you guys are bringing this up because I want to ask him, those 10 a.m. games or the Sunday night games or the short week games, who are the wins and losses on? What does that come down to, right? Because often in the 10 a.m. game, since we're talking about that, it is, man, this team looks flat. It looks like this West Coast team couldn't wake up for this 10 a.m. start on the East Coast or in the Midwest, right? But is that on the coach at a certain point, right? The same way we talk about the Warriors, like, you're a professional athlete, so you got to be able to rally yourself at a certain point too, right?
Well, Kate, I want to ask you.
Go ahead, Shasky.
No, I want to ask Kate this question because I'm not a flyer. Bonte, are you a big flyer? Like,
yeah, I love traveling. Love traveling. So,
I've only
but
been on
work,
a plane 10
it's
times.
Different, but go ahead.
Yeah,
I think this is applicable because I've only been on a plane 10 times and I've only gone back to the East Coast, I think, 2 or 3 times. So when you travel, because Kate, you traveled a lot and you've gone backwards.
Yeah.
What is it like going from the West Coast all the way to the other side of the East Coast? Forget playing in a football game, just generalizations of your body.
Well, if you're working the very next day, it is difficult because you're still on your time zone's time. And usually what I do as soon as I get there is I stop thinking, oh, it's this time in San Francisco, or, oh, I can't. I just immediately, as soon as I get off the plane, I'm on New York time. I just forget about those 3 hours that I have lost. And then you just have to get into it. But there is a struggle. So I always try to get there when I can, at least a day early. I usually use the I'd like to observe practice excuse so that I can go to practice and just have that one more night's sleep so that whenever I get tired that night, if it's 6, 7 p.m., you know, or later, I just go to bed because it is difficult. It is not an easy, you know, it's obviously a lot harder if you're going to London playing one of those games. When you're going to Europe, you can really feel it. I don't feel it as much anymore because I've been traveling for work so much the last 5 years that as long as you have your routine, that is such a big part of it. If you know the coffee shop you're going to, if you know where you're getting dinner, if you know your hotel, like if you can do things like that, it sounds really simple, but it really helps. So it's not that big of a thing, but you definitely notice it. So that's why I always appreciate when the 49ers either stay in Youngstown or when teams travel a day early, because there can be a little bit of a hangover, especially if you're going out there for a 10 a.m. game, because then all of a sudden the body does realize that, hey, it's still 7 o'clock where I live most of the time. So
Bonte, when
I left,
when we're
I left
looking
him speechless.
At the, no, no, no. When we're looking at, at Shanahan and Harbaugh specifically, I can't remember anything travel wise that they have done different compared to the coaches that have not won for the 49ers. We know that the roster's better. Like that, yes, they've got better players, but are they doing anything in terms of the travel schedule to set themselves up, leaving a day early? I can't remember. Did Harbaugh do anything different from the prior regimes?
Yeah, Youngstown. I thought he was the first coach with the Niners to embrace the Youngstown and staying in the middle of nowhere in between road trips. Like, I don't know if Tom Sula did it. Jim Tom Sula. Not Tim Tom Sula. Jim Tom Sula. Chip Kelly or whatnot.
Could have been Tim for all we know.
Right, yeah, it could be. We're going to do a little bit of running, a little bit of passing. But no, you know, shit.
All right, so a little Harbaugh running was, and a little throwing.
Yeah.
Tipping your hand there. You're tipping your hand there, Jim Tom Sula. Coles. What's up, Coles? But no, I thought they started the whole Youngstown, Florida, Greenbrier, West Virginia. So, mm-hmm. And then you got to have talent. You know, you got to have talent. You got to have focus. When you have a bad team, you're going out on those 10 a.m. games and you're like, man, we are down. We're out early. It's easy to tap out of those football games early on. So, I just think when you have a better team and a better coaching staff, you're more prepared to do it. And you look at the West Coast teams, the Raiders have been awful. The Niners have been awful. Mm-hmm. Seattle was bad and mediocre for a long mm-hmm. time. They mm-hmm. kind of righted the ship, and they did a lot. Pete Carroll and company have done a great job at 10 a.m. games. But the Rams were awful. The Cardinals were awful. The Broncos, a little bit up mm-hmm. and down. The Chiefs, they've been probably the – Chiefs and Chargers probably been the steadiest teams, but it's tough. It's tough when you're traveling.
The body clock thing is definitely real, 100%. Yeah. And before we get into the primetime games – and looking forward to talking about all of this with Alex Boone when he joins us at 7:20. I teased everybody before the break about 49ers putting out their social media videos yesterday, hyping up 49ers Lions, Jared Goff, now wearing silver and blue back in the Motor City. Did you guys see who wasn't in the week one video?
No.
And this could be something or it could be nothing, right? We're obviously overanalyzing everything. Jimmy Garoppolo wasn't in the hype video for the 49ers. And I want to say it's nothing because he didn't play the majority of last year. And we don't know who the starting quarterback is going to be for the 49ers. But at the same time, it is the NFL. And we know that every team likes to focus on their quarterback as much as possible, right? And everything we heard since the draft was, Jimmy's our guy. He's going to be starting week one. This is the perfect scenario for Trey. He can come in and learn. So is it something being Joe? Is it nothing? I'm leaning towards there might be a little something there, but not as much as some people I think are making out.
We're live, bro.
I know.
Those things always get me. When you don't add the quarterback and whose decision is it? He's the starting quarterback until Trey Lance, like till Kyle Shanahan walks up to the podium and says, hey, Trey Lance is going to be starting week two of the NFL season against the Philadelphia Eagles. Like, Jimmy Garoppolo is a starter. So you're already basically omitting him from social media hype videos, knowing the backlash that's going to come with that because there's people who look for this type of stuff. Oh, man, did you see number 10 is not in the hype video? Oh, man, what does that mean? Oh, they can't wait to move off of Jimmy. And now it opens up a whole entire – you think people are crazy about the schedule? The hype video, that's all I saw. And when I heard Cassius Marshall's in the video and not Jimmy Garoppolo, like, you know people are going to make a big deal out of it. And you know what? The social team and the 49ers, I love them. They do a great job. But you gotta dot your I's and cross your T's. Add Jimmy Garoppolo to the hype video because now all of a sudden you're getting a ton of tweets, a ton of emails like, where's Jimmy at? What's going on with Jimmy? Like, you just, it's just silly, right? How can you not add the starting quarterback of the 49ers? If he's not starting by week one, make a new hype video. You know what I'm saying? And omit him and add Trey Lance. But you got to add number 10 to the hype video. It's not a big deal, but I could see how it could become a big deal for the fans. And you're going to open yourself to some ridicule.
You can't just give me a little montage of Jimmy standing there on the sideline or just holding the ball in the pocket. He don't even have to be throwing. I mean, just a little something. Like, for me, it was, I call it deliberate. That's the word. If I had one word to describe, it felt very deliberate to omit him. And I just thought, I'm not outraged. It's not the end of the world. Just kind of weak. Like, that's kind of how I saw it. I thought it was just, right? Like, I just kind of thought it was kind of weak. Like, really? Like, Jimmy's done some really good things for you. And all the things that's gone on, you guys are good. You can't even have just a little, like, we've seen rap videos, country videos, where there's, like, the slow look at the F-150, and you're just kind of, like, taking the camera around the Corvette or the Lamborghini. Mm-hmm. You can't just give Jimmy, like, one kind of superhero look, like, just for a little, like, Stevie Wonder, you know, opening of the eyes, just a little something. Like, come on, man. I thought, I don't know. Again, that's not the end of the world, be like you said, but it was weak to me. Like, come on, man.
It's pretty weak, man, and it shows a little bias against Jimmy Garoppolo. It's like, this guy helped this franchise become relevant again. Like, you can't take away 2017 and how that fan base felt at Levi Stadium when the Tennessee Titans came to town, or when the Jacksonville Jaguars came to town on Christmas Eve and they won those two home games. Like, it's just, I don't like it. I'm thinking about
deliberate.
It, Kate, you brought
you
it up. It bothers me.
Yeah, it
bothers me. Kate, it bothers me deliberate. A little bit.
I think it was deliberate. And again, this isn't the end of the world. I don't know what the vetting process is for when they put out these videos and some of these graphics. I don't know how many people have to check over it, because I've worked in corporate settings and there's some things that everyone looks at and there's some things that just get filed through because someone's built up the trust and
anybody
equity.
Who still thinks social media accounts for professional teams are run by quote unquote interns, you haven't been paying attention. There is so many layers to social and digital teams for the Warriors and the 49ers now. So I imagine quite a few people looked at this.
But I don't think that, like, all of a sudden, like, hey, take it to Jed and put it on his desk and make sure Jed approves or denies it. I don't think that that's how it goes. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I don't think it's like that. That's not what I think it is. But to me, it was just like, all I'm saying, you could have done two things, too. This is the other thing. You could have just thrown Jimmy in there, throwing a pass, any old pass. You don't even need to show it completed or
hand
not.
Hand the ball
and
off.
And then you could have had Trey Lance just lifting the jersey up at the press conference. Like, you could have done both, and you would have been able to kill two birds with one stone, as they say. Like, again, it's not the end of the world. I just thought it was weak. If I'm in Jimmy's camp even a little, or if I'm gonna be in that guy's huddle, you can't throw him on the hype video just for a little, like, just
Keanu Martin, what's happening? Does she do the social, not to call her out, because again, the 49ers social
team, she is the face of it, but she doesn't do the behind the face of stuff. It.
All right. Yeah, so
leave our girl alone.
Right past me and didn't say hi one day. And I was like, yo, what's up? 95.7. She just was like, yeah, you guys suck. They're talking about me and Nash and Lucas and just walked right by
her even more now.
I see her all the time and she doesn't say hi to me either. I'm like, hey, Kiana, I'm like, we're like two of like five black people in the press box. Like, what's up? Hey, can you see me here? I'm not a black guy trying to holler. I'm just saying hello.
Okay, well, from that, let's get into the week one matchup for the 49ers. What were you going to say, Joe?
No, I was going to say, did I ever tell you the story about when I was in the press box elevator, or not the press box, the elevator going up to my seats, and it's me and all the guys from 95.7, and there's Al Guido, and I'm like, yo, Al Guido, 95.7, the game, Joe Shasky, and he's looking at me, he's just smiling, doing the corporate thing in the suit, and these ladies like are in the elevator with us, and they're like, who the hell are you? Why do I care who you are? Who are you? The funniest thing. And as they're taking a photo of me and Al Guido, I got my arm around him, I'm cheesing, ear to ear, the lady in the background is pointing to her friend like, who is this idiot? Why am I supposed to know who this guy is?
Okay,
Juan Alexander was also in that elevator.
Note to self, don't go to press boxes with Joe and Bonte. Could be embarrassing.
No.
Good to know.
Bonte knows everyone. That's a lie. No. Let me tell you this. Bonte takes me out there. It's the NFC divisional round game, and I'd never walked the field, okay? Never in my life have I walked the field. Bonte's like, I'm going to take you. We're going to walk the field. Bonte walked in like he owned the place. He's finger gunning everybody and high-fiving, and he knows every single – I'm talking about from the Yell team to the field people to the guys in the bar. Bonte knew everyone at every single spot, and he was like high-fiving. He had like secret handshakes and whatnot. Who was the lady who big-timed us, by the way, from Fox?
Oh, not from Fox. It was, we had her on the air. She was really good. Josina Anderson.
Josina Anderson. I don't have time, guys.
No, she's focused.
But
you know what? She's focused. I've met her before.
But she came on our airwaves, and she said she'll come back on. She was really, really good. But we were trying to get her to make a prediction. She's like, come on, guys. I don't do that. I'm not in business here. Looked like she had a long night that day. she may have been on a bender or something. I don't know.
Well, and also, anybody who's worked sideline or reporting, if everybody wants to say hi to you pregame, which is incredibly nice, but you also have a job to do, and you usually have somebody talking in your ear at the same time, and there's a lot going on. But 888-957-9570, and then Shasky, want to get back to you. How do you feel? Is it something about nothing? Is it much ado about nothing for Jimmy being left out of the 49ers week one hype video? Or are you with Joe and Bonte? It feels a little deliberate. It feels like something. I think that They had Trey Lance. They have Jimmy Garoppolo. Nobody's sure who's going to start week one. So they just played it safe and said, well, we're just going to leave the quarterback out of it because we leaned on our defense last year anyway. We know Kittle's the star right now when it comes to offense. So let's just leave those two out, not create any controversy that we don't need. And I think, Joe, in the process, they may have done that anyway. So if you want to weigh in, 888-957-9570.
All right, let's get back into some of my observations. I told you I have nine observations in honor of the 49ers. Niners!
Get them all in.
Robin Williams sound too that we're going to use a little later. Real quick on the preseason, Chiefs and Chargers, and then obviously the Raiders are finally back on there. There's going to be three preseason games, it looks like, as of right now. 35 consecutive years against the Chargers in the preseason. That's kind of like, it's one of those things, it's always like one of the last. Yeah, it is. There's just something about facing the Chargers. Like, I can remember certain players on the roster who made the team because of a game against the Chargers. So I'm just a weirdo. Am I a weirdo?
Quentin Patton, he had his best dance ever in a preseason game against the Chargers where he rolled the dice and did a little dance, and Niner fans was like, oh, Quentin Patton, he's going to be a great slot wide receiver. Oh,
exactly.
Quentin Patton. Kaepernick saved his job down in San Diego under Chip Kelly. I mean, it's the second preseason game, Shasky. They don't end the season with the Chargers.
Yeah.
It's usually the Chargers. But they're doing it against the Raiders this year, so the Raiders are back in the Bay. Raiders and Niners, that's big. Think about that.
Yes, it's huge. So they haven't done it since
20... They haven't played each other since the brawl at Candlestick.
2010,
Kate, were you there, Kate?
No.
That game?
And it was 2010 that long ago?
I was.
It sounded terrifying, to be honest.
Oh, go ahead, Chad.
No, I did. I just did a video Vice hit for this 5 or 6 months ago, and it's all about the Raiders and their fan base. I'm telling you right now, it was the craziest game I've ever been to. I've been to so many different games that have been very borderline, if we say. And I've been to a lot of Raider
nice
Niner games. I think I've been to four Raider Niner games, three at Candlestick, or at least two at Candlestick, one at Oakland Coliseum, and then one at Levi's, the final battle of the Bay. And this preseason one, which I don't count as a real game, was the craziest. It was a Saturday night game, dollar tickets on StubHub. Now, this is when StubHub first started popping and people would print out on the little piece of paper.
It was like this.
MapQuest directions.
Okay, I'm telling you, the parking lot was the scariest it's ever been. I'll never forget me and my boy White Mike, who texts all the time, Matsuyama Mike. He's out there in Oakland. We went to the game. I've never wanted to leave a game early in my life. I've never been more scared. And it wasn't because of fans. These were gangsters and hoodlums who were wearing 49er and Raider gears that were not real fans looking to start fights. It really drives me nuts because I think it gives both fan bases a bad representation.
It wasn't just gangsters because people tried to fight me and my crew. We were sitting in the last row on the other side of the video board. It was everybody fighting. So it was some gangsters. It was some fake gangsters. And it was people just hating Niners and Raiders because there was a lot of trash talk. And I remember walking out of that parking lot that night. And it was, the lights were dim and it was hyphy. And somebody got shot that night in the parking lot and died. It was wild that game. And the entire second half, it was just like we're watching different areas of the stadium fight. So that's the one takeaway I got, is that the Niners and Raiders are playing in the preseason again for the first time since that wild game at Candlestick Park in 2010. So it should be a lot of fun to see the Raider Nation back at Levi Stadium.
The Battle of the Bay, the final game at Levi's, was so peaceful. It was freaking awesome. Sad, really, really sad. It was so awesome. Look, I got some observations. Bonte, we are going to get to these primetime games, but I want to start with the opener.
Okay. Week one, 49ers at the Detroit Lions. And it's going to be here before you know it. If you want to weigh in on the fact that Jimmy Garoppolo
not in the week one hype video for the 49ers. We'd love to hear from you on the text line or on the hotline, 888-957-9570. Also, shout out to all of our roasters on the Twitch, brought to you by Xfinity this morning. We see you, and we're reading your comments as well. What's up?
Shout out to Def Twitch. He's so mad at me for leaving out the Sharks about their jerseys yesterday. Medora, right? He's still going off about it. He's always complaining. Def Twitch, go make some coffee. Kiss your girlfriend on the cheek. It's going to be okay.
Jeff,
the Sharks will be okay. I apologize.
Thanks for listening.
Do you want me to bring up the Sharks getting their ass kicked last night 6-0 by the Golden Knights and didn't beat them for the whole season?
Week one.
Hey, you didn't beat the Knights 49ers. The whole season. Want me to talk about that?
Steven, you can turn him down now. Week one, 49ers at the Detroit Lions. We discussed on the other side here on 95.7 The Game.
What's up, Vontae? You're still my guy, man.